Hello, welcome to Concert Notes, an hour of seriously good music brought to you by the Waikanae Music Society. I'm Wendy Van Dilden, and I'll be your host for the next hour. The next Music Society concert will feature this country's most treasured pianist, Michael Houston. So today, I'll focus on his program as well as some other treasures that I've found. Michael's concerts frequently open with some Bach. This time it's Bach with a difference. He'll be playing the great Fantasy and Fugue in G minor, which was originally written for organ. One of Bach's greatest and most revered works, it has been transcribed for piano by Liszt. Liszt, the greatest pianist of his age, possibly of all time, took immense pleasure in sharing with his adoring audiences the works of other composers. Some of Liszt's transcriptions take great liberty with the originals, others are done with incredible respect and sensitivity. The organ Fantasy and Fugue is one such example. Liszt was totally faithful to Bach's intentions, capturing the grandness and richness of the organ sound. Here is the fugue, on organ as originally intended, played by Olivier Latry on the magnificent organ of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The organ was relatively unscathed by the dreadful fire of April 2019, but was removed for restoration and is now gradually being reinstalled, possibly ready to be played again later this year.
Thank you.
Olivier Lettré played the fugue from Bach's Fantasy and Fugue in G minor, BWV 542. On 23rd of March, you can hear Michael Houston performing the entire work as transposed for piano by Liszt. Next in Michael's concert, and next in today's programme, will be works by Liszt, this time his own original compositions. Michael will perform Liszt's two concert etudes, but for today I've chosen two different ones from the collection that Liszt called the Transcendental Etudes. The first is Feu Follet. The name refers to the eerie phosphorescent light, also known as will-o'-the-wisp, that can sometimes be seen at night, rising from swamps and marshes. The second piece, Chasse Nage, is a wonderful musical description of a snowstorm. The pianist is Daniil Trifonov. Thank you. Daniil Trifonov played those two transcendental etudes by Liszt. Michael Houston, on March 23rd, will play the later two concert etudes. Another composer who will feature in the Houston concert is Gao Ping, a Chinese composer and pianist who has a strong New Zealand connection, having taught at Canterbury University for some years. Michael Houston will play his suite of four pieces called Outside the Window. But for today, let's listen to the first piece from another of Gao Ping's works, Distant Voices. Called Nostalgia, it draws on traditional folk material from Inner Mongolia, introspective and desolate. It is inspired by a migrant labourer's homesick lament upon seeing snow falling.
Thank you.
That was Nostalgia from Distant Voices by Gao Ping. Now for something different. The Russian composer Alexander Alabiev, who lived from 1787 to 1851, is a completely new name to me. I discovered some of his music on an album featuring works by the better-known Russians, Glinka and Rubinstein, and thoroughly enjoyed his tuneful, well-crafted music. Here is his piano trio in E-flat, played by the Brahms Trio, who have made a series of such recordings under the title A History of the Russian Piano Trio. That was Eliabiev's Piano Trio in E-flat, performed by the Brahms Trio. Those who attended the recent fabulous concert by Dinesh Varion and Isabella Simon will have enjoyed hearing Liszt's Petrarch Sonnet No. 104, played so magnificently by Dinesh. The three Petrarch sonnets in their various forms, whether as the original vocal solos or the later transcriptions for piano, really should be heard more often. Last month, I featured one of them in this program. Then Dinesh played another, so now it must be time for the third one to have an outing. This is Benedetto sia il giorno. It is sung by a Hungarian tenor who was very famous during his sadly quite brief lifetime, József Ryati. Josef Ratti, tenor, with Cornel Zempleni, piano, performed Liszt's Petrarch Sonnet, No. 47, Benedetto sia il giorno. Now for another piece that has no connection to the upcoming Houston concert. Francis Poulenc's Sonata for Flute and Piano was composed in the late 1950s, Poulenc wrote a number of works for wind instruments, including clarinet and oboe sonatas, as well as a trio and a sextet for winds and piano. This is the first movement, Allegretto, performed by members of Ensemble 360. That was the first movement of Poulenc's charming flute sonata. Michael Houston will be playing Chopin on 23rd of March, one of that composer's greatest works, the Sonata No. 3 in B minor. But for today, let's get in the Chopin mood with the popular slow movement from the Piano Concerto No. 2. Pianist Emmanuel X joins the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugène Ormandy, for this beautiful movement.
Thank you.
Emmanuel X and the Philadelphia Orchestra played the Larghetto from Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 2. And that is all we have time for today. I hope you've enjoyed my selection, because the Michael Houston concert is not until late March. There will be time to feature more music connected with him on the next programme in 4 weeks. Meanwhile, do keep that date of Saturday, 23rd of March, free for this sure-to-be-brilliant concert. Please note, it is on a Saturday, not our customary Sunday. Because of hall availability, we have to hold some concerts on a Saturday this year. You have just been listening to Concert Notes, brought to you by the Waikanae Music Society. I'm Wendy Van Delden. Thank you for listening.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.